This is Mindy Mizell, Global Public Relations Director with International Justice Mission, and today we are in Davos, Switzerland, talking with International Justice Mission President and CEO Gary Haugen. Gary, thanks for talking today. I know so many of our donors and supporters love to hear that you're at the World Economic Forum. You've been here a number of times. Tell us what you're hoping to accomplish here.
Well, it's a great honor to actually get to be here. This is just an extraordinary gathering of the world's leadership. There really is no gathering like it in the world. It will attract scores of heads of state. It gathers some of the most significant corporate leaders from all around the world. But also included is a group of representatives and leaders from civil society, which are non-governmental organizations, charities, faith-based groups, union leaders. And this is the approach to try to, as the theme of the World Economic Forum stresses, improving the state of the world. And they like to call this multi-stakeholder approach to solving problems. So you've got government, you've got the corporate private sector, but you also have civil society. And so the question is, how can leadership in the world come together to meet some of the most critical problems in the world today? And so it's great for International Justice Mission to be included, especially because of our message of making sure that on that agenda is the concern for violence against the poor, which makes it impossible, actually, for billions of the poorest in our world to actually see the state of their world improved.
I know this year you're uniquely being invited to represent as a member of the Global Agenda Council on Justice, which you've been a part of for the last several months and will continue to be a part of for the next few years. Can you tell us what the council aims to accomplish here at WEF?
Well, the World Economic Forum can sometimes just look like a big meeting of world leaders at a nice ski resort in Switzerland. But the goal really is to have ongoing discussions and work on these global problems throughout the year. And so to do that, they form these global agenda councils that do the work in between the annual meetings. And one of those groups that they've formed is the Global Agenda Council on Justice, which is actually specifically focused on what is it going to take to make sure that justice systems in the world actually serve those who are weakest and poorest. And so I'm really grateful to be part of a collection of leaders who are looking specifically at that problem. And of course, I'm looking at what do we need to do to make sure that criminal justice systems actually protect the poorest from violence in our world.
And not many people have had a book that has been endorsed by the WEF founder. And your book, The Locust Effect, has uniquely also been endorsed in the last year by the WEF founder. And again, this is being attended by 2,500 members this year, has been in existence for 45 years. Can you tell us about the theme of The Locust Effect, just so that people who haven't yet read the book can understand why this is so important, even to the founder of WEF?
Yes, it's an extraordinary honor to have Klaus Schwab endorse the book. He just doesn't do that very much. He has a very extraordinary position sort of stewarding his leadership of the World Economic Forum. And the fact that he would come alongside and appreciate the argument that we're making in The Locust Effect has meant a lot. And that argument is very straightforward. And that is that it's not going to be possible to end poverty until we end violence. That is to say, if we share this great global dream of ending poverty, we have to understand that everyday violence is pulling the rug out from underneath about 2 billion of the world's poorest. And so the locust effect simply makes the point that predatory violence descends like a plague of locusts upon the poor, and it destroys everything in its path. So we're bringing this important message here to the World Economic Forum, and it's just going to be fundamental that we change the conversation about poverty so it addresses violence, and there probably is no more influential gathering in the world than the World Economic Forum for these kinds of idea changes.
When you talk about changing the conversation about what it takes to actually end poverty, I know the Sustainable Development Goals, the SDGs, are right up there as one of the top priorities for IJM to really represent the fact that violence needs to be included in the SDGs this 2015 as the UN starts to tackle what is the blueprint, the things that need to be top of mind when thinking about ending violence. Do you want to briefly talk about the SDGs and why this is also so important to talk about?
Yes, SDG stands for Sustainable Development Goals, and it comes from a movement that the UN initiated in the year 2000, where they set out what they called then the Millennium Development Goals. And what they were was sort of the priority targeted approaches to trying to address poverty. And they set forth eight of them. The big problem, though, 15 years later, is they completely left out any consideration of the problem of violence against the poor. And how could you possibly have sustainable development for a population of people who are just relentlessly victimized by the lawless chaos of violence? And so what we're working to do is make sure that leaders, as they come together to agree on the next set of development goals, the SDGs, the Sustainable Development Goals, that addressing the problem of injustice and violence against the poor is embedded in the next era of addressing poverty.
Lots on your plate to talk about this week. It's going to be a busy week, such a great opportunity to represent International Justice Mission and really just represent those we're trying to serve. Thanks for joining us. Good luck this week. And for those who want to learn more about the work of IJM, just go to our website, ijm.org.